one of the things that I enjoy a lot doing as a priest is to walk with a couple who are preparing for their wedding. And for my 4 years as a priest, I have had a blessing of doing that with a good number of couples. Mostly what it entails is, first of all, we have the first meeting with the couple. And in that meeting, we normally have some kind of a formal interview, filling up the prenuptial questionnaire, pretty much asking them, you know, are you sure you want to do this? Are you doing this because someone is kind of forcing you to do it, or it's because you're in love with each other? But the other thing that I do within that meeting is to get to know the story of this couple. So I normally ask them, tell me about yourselves. You know, how did you meet? You know, what is it that you like about, you know, about your fiance or, you know, your partner? And they normally share, you know, their stories. You know, we have cases of couples that maybe they met online, and then after a few weeks or a few months, they saw each other, you know, and then their relationship kind of developed from there. We have couples that they have gone pretty much the traditional way, you know, whereby you actually you fall in love, you know, with your classmate or with a person from the same town. But listening to their story, there is always one theme that cuts across. In each case, after meeting, after liking each other, there is always that element of each of these couple kind of letting themselves be encountered by the other. In a way, kind of being available for the love that the other is offering you. They let themselves be found by the other, be encountered by the other. And that's the magic. Because once they encounter each other, then their love develops from there. Their love develops from there. So on one side, you have the love being offered, being extended. On the other side, you have the other person letting themselves be encountered by this love, be found by this love. And that's where the connection takes place. Today in our readings, both in our second reading as well as in the gospel, we hear this powerful reminder that God is love. That God is love. And that's the nature of God. God always reaches beyond himself to encounter us. God always offers himself so that you and I, we can have true life. We saw it a few weeks ago when we celebrated Easter. He gave his life. He offered himself so that we can have the gift of salvation. We can have forgiveness. We can have a second chance. That's the nature of God. That's who God is. God is love. God is love. But one important thing that we have to do always is to let ourselves be encountered by the love of God. Because God can give us all the love in the world. But if we don't let ourselves be encountered, it won't make sense. God can give us all the love of the world, but God cannot force us to receive that love. The same way that we cannot force the other person to receive our love is the same way that God cannot force us to receive His love. How do we make ourselves available to be encountered by the love of God? One way that we can do that is always by forgiving ourselves. By forgiving ourselves. That's a powerful way of opening up our hearts. When we say that, you know what? Sometimes in my life, I did not make good decisions. Sometimes in my life, I was not maybe very charitable. Sometimes in my life, I did not live the way God wanted me to live. But at this time, I have to forgive myself. I have to let that go so that the love of God can encounter me. Because with the love of God, everything can be transformed. Everything can be changed for the better. So my brothers and sisters, on this sixth week of Easter, God is sharing His love with us. And God is asking us to make ourselves available, to let that love encounter us by first of all forgiving ourselves, making space in our heart so that that love can take root in each one of us. If we get love, we will always share love.